more analysis and opinion on the debate now. Here is a day-to-day dialogue between two journos with differing views. Jonah Goldberg is editor-at-large of the National Review. Jacob Weisberg is the editor of Slate.
Jonah, I don't know about you, but I'm loving the debates this time. I remember in previous years being kind of bored and annoyed at times watching the presidential and vice presidential debates. And these have been hot, they've been interesting, they've been substantive. Before we get into the question of who won, did you agree with me that was a terrific debate?
Yeah, I thought it was a great debate. I thought the first debate was a very good debate. I think the hype since then has made it sound like Bush wasn't in the game. I thought Bush was in the game in the first debate. And last night's, I thought, was... Now, again, very high-toned. One of the best signs that these are very serious debates is that the audiences shut up. I can't remember the last time audiences didn't sort of applaud and all that, and I think it's a sign that people realize these are all very serious issues and, you know, bully for American democracy, I guess.
Edwards has been criticized in the past in this campaign for not playing the traditional running mate pit bull role on behalf of John Kerry. He hasn't been, for a lot of the campaign, very aggressive in attacking Bush or Cheney. I thought he really made up for that last night. He was not only effective on the attack, I thought, but he's one of these people who can attack without seeming nasty. He sort of does it with a smile, and he has a very pleasant manner that I think makes it capable for him to be aggressive without turning people off.
I don't know that he didn't turn off anybody, but I agree that he's a far more effective attack dog than they've been willing to let him be. People were wondering when his picture is going to show up on milk cartons. He was so missing from the public debate for the last 3 months. As for his overall effectiveness, I'm not sure I agree as much. I really think Dick Cheney won last night, just to get it out of the way. I think that Edwards came across as exactly as you would expect him to be, as a very good trial lawyer. I think Dick Cheney came across as exactly what I would expect him to be, at least, which is a fairly statesmanlike, if grumpy, chief of staff for the war on terror.
I think, though, that where the first debate probably did have the effect of persuading some people who were hanging in the middle and persuaded them to move to Kerry, there was certainly that movement in the polls. I wouldn't expect to see that here. I mean, I think this was the kind of debate that probably confirmed people in their earlier impressions. That said, I thought Cheney could have done a much more effective job. He is, as you say, a kind of lugubrious presence. He's sort of a sourpuss. He didn't really smile much during the debate. In fact, I can't remember a time seeing him smile in the last 4 years. But he did get across the idea that experience matters, that people should feel confident with him in the Oval Office, if not with Bush in the Oval Office. And I'm not sure that one thing I'm not sure Edwards answered effectively was the simple charge that he's not experienced enough in dealing with foreign policy and security to be a heartbeat away.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, again, I think Edwards did a fine job. I expected him to do a fine job. As for Cheney, you know, Cheney's a funny guy, and someone's got to tell him to stop leaning into his microphone and rubbing against it. I mean, he's so non-telegenic that I think a lot of people look past his non-telegenicness.
For last question, let me ask you, everyone thought that the important thing in this debate for Cheney was to reverse the swing away from Bush coming out of the first debate. I don't think he quite did that, but what do you think Bush has to do in the second presidential debate on Friday?
Well, it's funny. I think that the first debate has done what none of the spinners could do, which is raise the expectations very high on Kerry. Now all Bush has to do is better than expected, which is a lot easier on the next one than he did in the first one. I think what Bush needs to do is just seem like he's not grumpy, that he is confident in himself, and he has to be a lot cheerier because he's supposed to be the sunny guy on the ticket. And I think the burden for Kerry is to actually be the same guy he was the first time, which, given Kerry's history, is not that easy for him.
Opinion and analysis from Jonah Goldberg, editor-at-large of the National Review, and Jacob Weisberg. He's the editor of Slate.